setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, welcome. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, and you've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. You know that there's more to this working life than just a job and a paycheck. You know that. Now, I know the paycheck matters, and we're going to talk about the paycheck, but we're also going to talk about purpose. That's the title of the new book, really, that encapsulates the entire methodology here on the Ken Coleman Show, the seven stages that'll get you to where you were born to be in your work. You spend so much time at work. The reality is that if you don't figure out what purposeful work looks like, you will always lack meaning. And I'm telling you, you can make income and impact, money and meaning. We want you to have both. And that's what this show is about. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's start off today. I just want to encourage some of you who are just right there at the starting line. You've towed up to the line, and yet you're not taking off. You're not getting after it. And I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. And one of the big excuses that I dealt with, and it seemed to make a whole lot of sense, and that was, well, I live here right now. I'm in the Atlanta suburbs at the time. I got three kids. I got a mortgage. I'm a provider. For me to go into broadcasting, that's New York and LA. That's the only way to make it. I'm not able to do that. This is kind of a pipe dream. And that was the narrative in my head. Until I realized that in order to get started, I may have to move one day, but I didn't have to move at that point, the starting line. And so over time, I began to hear the same kind of excuses, the same false narrative on this show. And when I wrote my second book, The Proximity Principle, it's a number one bestseller, we outlined five people in five places that you needed to be around the five people and in the five places for opportunities to come to you. And so the first place in that book is where you are. You can start where you are. You have to start where you are. But there's this notion that says that I've got to move somewhere physically in order to go somewhere professionally. And that's a false narrative. You might eventually have to make a move. I don't know. It's very possible, but not to get started. So I created the law of the zip code, and that's what I'm unpacking today. The law of the zip code says you have everything you need to get started already around you. Everything you need to get started is already around you. Could be just simply getting online and taking a qualifying course. It could be beginning to pay off debt, the second job, the third job, to pay off debt, which will then allow you the cash in your budget to be able to cash flow getting qualified. Getting connected, people that can teach you, people that can guide you, direct you. All those people are around you. Everything you need to get started is already around you. The law of the zip code. That's it. It's that simple. But what happens is we get excited and we see this mountaintop, this thing that we were created to do, purpose in our work, the dream job. We get excited about it. And then we kind of let our eyes wander off the top and we see how big the mountain is and how unknown the path is up the mountain, all that. That's all very natural and very normal. But we as humans, we get inside of our head and we get all scared. We start creating all these reasons as to why moving out, stepping up, stepping out, moving on purpose is so risky. And so then we begin to make excuses. Well, I can't do that. That would be risky. So I'm actually being smart. I'm being safe by not pursuing it. And then we wake up 30 years later with a ton of regret. That's what I'm trying to help you avoid. This notion that I've got to move somewhere right now is not always true. In fact, it's rarely true. There's always something we can do to start. If you have to move somewhere, well, you can start the process today by second job, third job, getting a budget, getting your financial house in order that will allow you the opportunity to make that move. Or, hey, can I take online classes? I don't have to move somewhere yet. But what happens is we create these obstacles. We create a narrative that is false, and it keeps us in the starting blocks, and we never get after what it is we know we were created to do. Please don't do that. Please get after it. We have all kinds of resources for you at kencolman.com that are free. Some are paid. If it's the getting in and getting on the ladder, we've got the Get Hired course. If it's just, I've got to put myself out there and take a shot at it, ziprecruiter.com/Ken. I talk about them every day. Fill out a profile. Put yourself out there. Let the number one hiring site in the country go to work for you. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. The resume guide, the interview guide at kencolman.com, free resources. Everything you need to begin to start is available to you. Those are just a sampling of everything that's available to you. Connections are the currency by which we make progress. Those people are around you. Start having coffee. Start having lunch. Call people. Connect. Get after it. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's get to the phones. Suzanne starts us off in Blacksburg, Virginia. Suzanne, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. What's up?
Hey, so I really don't know where to start. So I did the assessment, and, you know, everything that it came out with is exactly what I expected to come out with. I've done a million of these things. And like I said, hoping that maybe something else would come up different, because I look at these things, I'm like, I've been there, done that, and I'm bored, or I'm boring. Like,
you're
I don't
not
want
boring.
These types of jobs anymore.
Yeah. Well, but that's all just direction. You understand what I'm saying? So if you've done this kind of work before, but you're bored, it seems to me that you need a greater challenge. You need the next step up.
Yes.
Or two.
Yes.
So what does that look like?
I that's what I'm not sure of.
Okay. Why are you not sure of it? What field are you in? What do you do?
So I am an analytical chemist. Currently, I am in charge of a lot of analytical instrumentation, and my job title is like an instrument specialist. So how I explain it is, some days I'm a chemist and some days I'm a mechanic, because I fix the instruments that do the analysis. I also help train some students and
what part do you love most? Tell me the parts that you love the most. We've got about 40 seconds, so I'm going to hold you over, but tell me real quick the parts you love most about your job.
Troubleshooting, and actually like fixing it. But these things are no longer like a challenge to me. Like, I've been there, done that, you know?
So you need new things to fix, new things to troubleshoot.
I don't even know if I want to be in this field anymore.
Okay. All right. Tell you what. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what we're doing. We're coming up on a break, and I want to give you the full amount of time. So during the commercial break, hang on the line, okay? And here's what I want you to be thinking about. I want you to be thinking about the problems that you would get juiced solving. Who are the people attached to those problems? I want you to answer those two things for me when we get back. We're going to dig a little bit, and I think we're going to discover. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose, where you're making the money you desire and the meaning that you really, really want in your work, income and impact. And prior to us going to the break. We had just taken a call from Suzanne, who's in a very interesting scenario like this. She took the Get Clear Career Assessment at KenColeman.com and read her mail. Yep, right on. She's done this work, is in it. And yet she's like, I'm just bored. That we kept hearing boring, no challenge. And then right before the break, I don't even know if I want to be in this field, which, by the way, is the direction I kind of want to go in, because I think the field itself may be limiting her, and it's not so much the type of work, but we will see. So that's where we stand. Let's bring her back on. All right, Suzanne, before the break, I gave you two homework assignments just to see if we could begin to get some breakthrough on ideas. And I said, I wanted you to tell me the problems that if you think about, because you're a problem solver, you're a fixer, you're an analyst, all the things. And you said the part of the work that you do enjoy is the fixing. So I want to know what problems you think about or wonder about being pretty exciting. And then who are the people attached to the other side of that problem being solved? What'd you come up with?
So I really like to brainstorm with people on how to improve things or give them new ideas that they can then take on in a different direction, or how to improve. I have a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs and business owners. And so I like to talk to them and get excited about them. I'm like, oh, how about this? Or have you tried this? Or maybe you could add this thing. Or my husband will bring home issues from work, and I'll be like, oh, well, maybe you could try it this way, or maybe put this system in place. So I like those types of things.
Okay, good. Now, how would you give me one word? Well, you know what? Wait a second. I just realized you took, do you have your results from the Get Clear Career Assessment in front of you?
Yes.
Tell me what the three top passions were, the work you love. What did
the
it come
passions?
Up with? Yeah. What did it come up with?
Analyzing, researching, and planning.
Mm-hmm. And you agree with that, right? As your top three?
My license plate used to say analytical.
Okay, so here's what's interesting. Do you have your total scores in front of you? You know, we give you your top three, and we give you a little summary, and then we show you where you rank on all 15 of the universal types of work we call passion. Do you have that in front of you too?
No, I don't have that.
Because you know what I want you to look up when you get around it is I want to see how high you scored on advising.
Advising, okay.
Because your top three were analyzing.
Researching and planning.
But I think you get a lot of juice out of advising as well.
Yeah, I would probably say that.
You see what I'm saying? I'm using the word loosely.
At the end where it says avoid, oh, what's the word you use?
Passion pitfalls.
Or avoid these or something.
Yeah.
It says, mine are the ones to avoid are compassion, communication, and influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So do you agree with that? What does that tell you about yourself?
Yes, I agree with that. And so does my entire family. They just busted out laughing. They're like, I was like, thanks guys. Thanks.
Well, that's what I love about, that makes me so happy because this is, people have asked me, Ken, what have you done with this Get Clear assessment? What's the thing? And I go, it's a self-awareness tool. And it just allows us to kind of get clear. So that's really funny. So here's where I'm going with this. So you want to be in a situation where it's almost like you're moving into, and I'm using this very loosely, but what you just said a moment ago, I think you want to move into a role where you're an analyst, where you're definitely analyzing, but then you have a component where you are helping them, consulting them on steps forward. And that is planning. So it's like creating a plan for them. So when your hubs comes home and he starts telling you about his stuff, you automatically dive into analyzing everything he's saying.
I do.
But then you go into, well, here's what I would try. Let's try this, 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 and this. And I think that planning / consulting, kind of going in and going, hey, try this. I think you are a person that you just need. The more complex, the newer the problem, the better for you. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. I think
my mom said I always get bored too easily.
Yep. So here's what I think. You are in a place right now where I wouldn't say, I don't want you to get confused by it. I think it is in some ways in your sweet spot, but the thing is in our sweet spot, we still must grow. And our sweet spot moves with us as we climb. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need hairier, nastier, more complex challenges. And I think you've got to continue to put yourself in that situation. Now, it might not be in your field, and I think you're on to it. I think in some ways you may be limited in your field when in all reality, I think, you know, they take a lot of number crunchers and statistics geniuses, and now they're working in pro sports. Have you heard about this? Like in baseball and things like this,
mm-hmm.
They hire the people that have never picked up a baseball bat in their life, but they're crunching numbers. I think you're that kind of person. I think you're a person that may not be somebody who stays in one particular field, but you're more in the analyst role, crunching and then consulting, advising. I think there could be some interesting work for you in the area of working for consultants that work with big business, small business, whatever. I really do.
Okay.
Because I think for you, you don't have to be an expert in the field. You're just a person that looks at numbers, patterns, processes, and goes, here's what I think the fix is. Is that true?
Yes. I could definitely would enjoy doing that.
Okay, so you know what this means? You just got to do some research. Where are those positions at? You know what I mean? It could be with some major consulting firms that are with big business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think you just got to go look. Is that helping?
Yes. If you have time,
go for it.
How do you? I spend a very technical, very scientific, technical-driven resume.
Doesn't matter. That's all impressive stuff. You just translate that to, you start looking for that job and they go, well, you've done all this science stuff in chemistry. And you go, yep, but I'm an analytical ninja. And my research and coming in, and this is where I specialize, and you translate the work you've done to that job description. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You do it for them. Because you're not going to just submit a resume. You're going to use Ken Coleman's connection strategy, the proximity principle, and you're going to have people going, whoa, we need this gal. Suzanne's got a big brain. And we step into these new roles by showing the transfer of the experience and the skill set. You have skills and you have experience, two different things. And you must show them, and when you yourself are looking at these job descriptions, it does have to match up with your purpose statement. I know you said you've taken a lot of assessments, but none of them have ever given you a purpose statement. And you look at that purpose statement, you go, it's got to match up to the job description. And then it's your job to show them how the skills you have and the experience you have, yes, it was in chemistry, in a lab or whatever, but it transfers over here because what they're hiring is your brain and your ability. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then that would make sense then, because I was having a hard time connecting the mission of achievement. I was like, okay, I don't understand.
Oh, I totally get it. Now when you reread it, you get it.
That makes more sense now, yeah.
Yeah, you know what achievement is? That was my one word to describe what psychology's already done research on, and I didn't want to rip them off, so I put a different word on it. But achievement just simply means this. Achievement is your number one mission result. You're a person who's all about the scoreboard. You want to see the change and you want to see it perform better and it fix it. You see what I'm saying? You're about putting up wins.
Yep.
Boom. I solved that one. Give me the next one. Make sense?
Yep. Yep.
Now you got it. Okay. So I think it's wide open. I think the work for you is wide slam open. Look at the job description. It needs to match up to your purpose statement. And then it needs to match up. You take your skills and your experience and you go, oh, this is transferable. I've got all the chops in the world to do this. And you know what kind of work you love. You need to be in a job where you constantly have the pressure to deliver touchdown. That's what achievement's all about. Thank you for the call. Thanks for sticking with it. Let's address this. I'm jostling you folks. I hope I'm pushing you. And when you got to step out and change jobs, even change career paths, I know it's frustrating. Do you ever feel like you're just sending job applications into a black hole and you don't even know if anybody's seen them? It's just worse than a no. It's crickets. So my friends at ZipRecruiter can help. ZipRecruiter is the number one job site in the United States, and they don't keep you in the dark. Every time your application gets viewed or it gets a thumbs up by an employer or your contact info was revealed, they'll send you a status update and you know exactly where you stand. And by the way, once an employer wants to reach out to you, Zip lets them come to you directly. That's why I love their service. It's easy and it's free. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and experience the better way to find a job. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get the paycheck you want and the purpose that you desire to have, the contribution you desire to make in your work. 844-747-2577. Hey, speaking of, if you want to get your financial house in order so that you can also move towards doing work that matters deeply to you, we've got a free live stream event coming to you tomorrow night, September the 28th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dave Ramsey, Chrissy Wright, and George Campbell, my colleagues here, are going to lay out a plan to help you make your money goals happen and get you in a place where you can begin to take the steps towards doing work that matters deeply to you if you got your money in order. It's a great event. It's a free live stream. Text the word game plan to 33789. Text the word game plan to 33789. One word, game plan. Text that to 33789. The team will get you all the details. And you can take part in that. Also, don't forget the brand new book from me, From Paycheck to Purpose. This is the book that explains, walks through the clear path to doing work you absolutely love. The seven stages unpacked in that book. It's available for pre-order right now. It'll come out November the 9th, but we've got some amazing incentives for you to pre-order it, and then it just shows up on November the 9th. Go to kencoleman.com. You can get it just for $20. You get over $100 worth of free goodies, plus the free ebook and audiobook. And then for $30, you can get the Get Clear Career Assessment with the book. So only $10 more, and you get a $30 assessment for only $10. All the details, kencoleman.com. All right, let's get to the phones. Boston, Massachusetts, Kiera joins us there. Kiera, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Kiera. What's up?
Well, my question is, I'm in my mid-50s. I am currently employed. I'm lucky enough to work from home. I don't have to deal with a vax mandate yet, anyway. Mm-hmm. I know I'm underpaid, but the position is easy, and I'm wondering, do I keep it and start working on my side hustle so I can get out of corporate America, or do I just go for the gusto right now where the marketplace is so hot and I know I can get a new job, probably paying a lot more than I'm making now?
Yeah, I do the research on that option there. Let's just actually get out there and kick the tires. You don't have to commit to anything, but I'd start looking. And I wouldn't even apply yet, but I would validate that feeling. I think that feeling's probably right, but why don't you take a look at it and let's come up with some options where you go, okay, could definitely get this job, or I believe I could, and I would make this amount of money, and start to match that up with your financial goals and this side hustle. Because scenario one may be the best option for you after you do this research. And what I mean is that you have maybe more flexibility by working at home, more control of your time, to where now you can pursue the side hustle. So that's the million-dollar question. Is the side hustle that you just mentioned to me, is that the dream job if you were doing that full-time?
Sort of. I mean, it's taking what I do today, which is, you know, digital e-commerce, et cetera, and doing my own e-commerce site and selling things online.
Okay, so it feels like 50-50 to me, right? So
yeah.
I'm not sure that the side hustle is the dream gig. So if that's the case, I'm weighing option one and two. One being you stay in your current role and put more into the side hustle, see how that goes. Or option two, I just go make a whole lot more money. Because it comes down to, where do I want to end up? And what am I doing this for? So if making a lot more money working for a different company over the next year, two, three, whatever the plan If that's the best for you long term, then take that. So there really is no wrong answer here. It just depends on what moves me faster, further.
Yeah, and really what's moving me is that, you know, I have kids to pay through college, and I want to just start working towards getting out of corporate America so I can start heading into retirement. And when I say retirement, I'll probably be working part-time or in some capacity, but I don't want to be committed 9 to 5, 9 to 6 every day.
Okay, so which one is it? Scenario one or two?
It sounds to me like scenario one.
I think so too. I think the flexibility, and then if we want to make more money for the kids, we're going to get after that side hustle. And we're going to build it as fast as, you know, we're going to be smart, but we're just going to try to build it up, and all that income goes towards those other goals.
Yeah.
So, like I said, no wrong answer here. Trust your heart. Sit with it, soak with it, very clear. The way I laid it out, there's nothing else. And then go, what is my heart telling me I need to do? And that's what you do. And don't look back. Thank you so much for the call, Kiera. I know the future's bright for you. I can tell you that. Let's go now to Santa Rosa, California, where Tiffany joins us. Tiffany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
You bet. What's up, Tiffany?
So I have a couple questions. I did take your Get Clear career guide.
Okay,
and
good.
And it was like totally right on.
Okay, good.
But I at the moment I'm definitely not in my dream job.
Okay.
And I'm not very happy in my current job. I do have an opportunity to go work for my brother-in-law, doing also not the dream job, but it would at least, I think it would be a step in the right direction towards another goal that I have of like getting out of debt.
Then do it. So let's do that, because that's a win. Okay.
Okay.
Because because you getting out of debt is going to feel real good. You're going to be like, I did something. I got some juice. I got some momentum. I got some wind behind me. And that's not just a silly feeling. That matters. But then the facts are you're in position to then pursue the thing that you want to pursue. And it gives you time to kind of figure out what it is you want to do, come up with a plan to get there. But getting out of debt is going to fast forward that. So I think step one, let's take the job for the brother-in-law and let's make more money and get out of debt. Now, what is it that you think you want to do? Because I just don't know, Tiffany, that you can take an assessment like the one we've given you, the Get Clear career assessment, and have a purpose statement and not have ideas. Is that true? So what are your ideas?
Well, I guess this is the hard part for me. So the can I read you my purpose statement?
Yes, I would love it. That's why I spent 2 years working on it for this reason. Go.
Okay, so my purpose statement says, I was created to use my talents of connection, compassion, and discernment to perform my passions of advocating, protecting, and advising to accomplish my mission of service by producing assistance and protection.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And you said it nailed you.
Yeah. So
read those three passions again. Just read the word so everybody can hear it.
Okay. Advocating, protecting, and advising.
Who do you want to advocate for? Who do you want to protect? Who do you want to advise so that they have a better life? Who is it?
Oh my gosh. My biggest passion is ending human sex trafficking.
Boom.
That is like the thing that I'm like so passionate about.
Okay.
And I had a hunch about all of this before, and I did look into it, and I there are different organizations that I support and everything like on a monthly basis, but the only problem that I see with going into that as a career is that like any time that I would get involved in different things where either I listened to speakers who were survivors or whatever, like literally every time I hear their stories, like I always end up having like nightmares that night, like just like night terrors. I just like wake up like so completely like terrified.
Okay. And so I don't... here's the deal, because I'm running out of time, but here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to see a counselor about that and get some tools on that, but then find other ways that you're still advocating and helping where maybe you aren't dealing with that trauma, but keep moving forward. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck. Whether that's just, hey, I just got to get out of this horrible culture. I want to make more money. I got to send kids to college. Ken, I don't know what I want to do. It doesn't matter where you are on that journey. We can help you get unstuck and begin moving up the ladder, whatever that ladder is for you professionally, so that you make the money you want and you realize there is meaning in your work that you can experience. Welcome aboard. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Amarillo, Texas, where Kyle joins us. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
So, I'm good. So I called the show, like, I think 2 months ago and was trying to find out where I would be good at. And you told me I should get into design.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
had a question. What kind of design?
Clothing design.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but the problem is here in Amarillo, there's not a whole lot of designers at all in Amarillo.
Okay.
So my question is, where do you think I should go to get into clothing design?
Well, you have to answer that question for me, because I don't know. I'm not into clothing design, right? And so I know that everybody thinks, of course, New York, LA, Paris, you know, you can go on and on and on. But the reality is I think you got to be focusing on companies that you would like to work for that are in clothing design. So it could be anything from a Banana Republic to a Ralph Lauren or whatever. I mean, you have to start going, I just got to get in. I'm a young guy, so I got to get in. And those companies aren't in Amarillo, Texas. So if I want to do that, it doesn't necessarily mean that I got to move to Paris. Are they in Dallas? Do they have offices in Dallas? Do they have offices in Houston? I mean, you got to do the research on this, because remember, you want to get in the industry of clothing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're how old again? Remind me.
19.
You're 19, man. So,
yes.
That means you could work in the shipping department at Gap.
True.
I know. So here's the deal. At 19, if we just want to get in, it's really truly about the proximity principle. You getting in the door. If you're in the mailroom at Ralph Lauren in New York City, if you can do that, do it. But you just get in the building. And at 19, you're an employee, and then you figure out, okay, what other qualifications am I going to need to eventually get into the point where I get to sketch out clothes on a board and then I'm working. But what's the path there? Well, for you at 19, it could be the fancy schmancy degree. I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it's getting in and learning the best steps after that and work your way through that, cash flowing your way through that. I think for you, that's the way to go. So, yes, it's not Amarillo, but it doesn't necessarily mean New York or L.A.
Yeah. That makes lots of sense.
You got it? So, I mean, it's like, okay, the whole world's open to you because, and I'm just throwing these names out here. You know this. Like, don't take this.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I go work in the mailroom at Gap, how long before I could take that and I could get into the marketing department at Banana Republic or whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like once I'm in, now I've got the opportunity to move around and up and everything else. And I think at your age, even if you can get a great internship and you save up some money to be able to go live in a city and internship at a big time clothing company, then do it. You're 19. You don't need a lot to live on. So I would be getting in is all I would be concerned about at 19. Once I'm in, then I begin, okay, I'm going to pay the bills and I'm going to become a great employee doing whatever it is I can do. And then I'm going to figure out, okay, here are the qualifications I'm going to need. What's that going to cost me? How long is that going to take based on my reality? And you just work your way up. So man, that's all you care about right now is just getting in the arena. And that's how it works. You know, I mean, I could see you, you know, taking an internship maybe, and then maybe you do get in the mailroom, or maybe you move from the mailroom to become an executive assistant for one of the executives. Now, all of a sudden, you're in a total administrative service role. But the reality is that you are now in deep conversation day in and day out with a big mover and shaker. And all of a sudden, they realize you've got some design talent and they can literally hand place you to another position. That's what this journey looks like. That's how you get there. Thank you for the call, young man. You got this. Move and move quickly. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you do work you really, really enjoy and make good money in the process. Is that possible? Yes, it is. It is striking to me. I see new studies all the time. We just did one here, and I'm going through it. And it just reminds me, Alex, the producer, a lot of people who just still see work as, I don't have to love it, Ken. Like, appreciate it, but I don't care. I just need the paycheck, and I get it. I mean, this is an uphill climb. I'm reminded of that when I see this data. You know what I mean? It's like, and so I just got to keep it simple. You know what this show's about? I'm gonna help you move up the ladder and get promoted so you can get a bigger paycheck. And oh, by the way, you can actually find work you love too. You know, it's both and. Striking to me how many people just see work, and again, I understand why, but it's like you can't ignore that there's something inside of you that longs to make a unique contribution. So that's why we do the show. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, I can tell you that, but here we go. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jeremy in Riverside, California. Jeremy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, sir?
I am living the dream, Jeremy. What's up?
So, I am a TPO assistant, and it's a pretty spot on. I am currently a business consulting manager for a contractor who's contracted out of one of the biggest LTL shippers out here in California, pretty much the United States and the whole world.
Okay.
And I love what I do. I'm a truck driver and the manager at the same time. Kind of wear every hat in the book. And, well, I'm just trying to get a better perspective on on my abilities and try to get somewhere to where I'm not working as much, but making around the same amount of money and kind of have my assets better exploited.
Okay. So are you aware of where these opportunities might be, or is this just kind of a newfound revelation?
Half and half. I kind of have an idea of where I could go. I've been wanting to start my own business. I just really don't know in what field.
Okay, so that seems contradictory. So where is it that you think you want to go?
I want to start my own business.
Ah, okay. So what's the business?
Somewhere in the truck driving industry.
Okay. So let's and listen, I'm not holding you to this, but let's take off all of the constrictions.
Okay.
Okay. Because, listen, man, I've been doing this long enough live on the air with people that I know when someone doesn't have an answer, it's because they're afraid to say it or they don't think they know how to say it. And none of that matters right now. You just got to say what's on your head, all right? Or mm-hmm. reveal what's coming out of your heart, one of the two, okay? So somewhere in the trucking business, what's the thing that you'd do tomorrow in the trucking business if you knew you couldn't fail? Doesn't mean it'd be the only thing you do, but what would you do?
Help people out.
Yeah, exactly. How? What's that business line? What are you doing?
Giving them jobs and giving them better opportunities to be more time with their families.
Okay, I get that. But I'm saying, what's the business? Are we loading trucks? Are we refueling trucks? Are we driving trucks? Are we fixing trucks?
We're driving trucks.
Okay, so you would have a business where you would be provide drivers, or you'd have your own trucks?
I would have my own trucks.
All right, and you're delivering goods. That's what you would be doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know that industry?
Pretty well from all the knowledge I've gained in my position, yes, sir.
Okay, great. So how would, and again, I'm not asking this from a silly standpoint. I'm asking this from an ignorant standpoint. How would one start a trucking business?
Well, first you would have to get your LLCs. And then from there, you would have to get your insurance. And then after that, you would have to get your trucks.
So you'd buy a truck, right?
Correct.
Are we talking 18-wheeler?
Yes, sir.
And what does an 18-wheeler go for? A used one?
A used one, anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000.
Okay. So we'd have to have $30,000 to $50,000 cash, because I don't want you to go into debt for this side hustle, right?
Correct.
And is it a side hustle? Can it even be a side hustle? Are you driving the truck, or are you hiring somebody to drive the truck?
It would. I would rather go into it head first.
So you would drive it?
Yes, sir, I would.
Okay. And so in order for you to do this, it couldn't be a side hustle, right? Because you can't drive your own truck and hold down another job. Am I right?
That's correct.
All right. So we have to get financially ready to do this. This is actually pretty simple. Now, the formula is simple. This is going to be hard work, okay? So you got to get to a point where you've got enough money saved. You have no debt and money saved up, not just to buy the truck, but to also float you for 3 to 6 months as you get into this business and you're the sole proprietor driving a truck. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So you don't have to tell me right now on the air, but there's a number out there, and you got to do your homework and come up with a number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say, well, let's see, what's your current income right now? Annual income.
Annual income, I'm making about $70,000.
Okay. So in my mind, you got to save up $35,000, which is 6 months of your salary. And mm-hmm. you got to save up $30,000 to $50,000. Let's just meet in the middle. Let's say save up $40,000 for a truck. All right. So now, but then you got to have a client, somebody who's saying, hey, I need you to drive this from here to there. Do you know how to get into that? You know what that's all about?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, then. So it's actually pretty straightforward. That's what you have to do. And so then you're the guy, and you get to a point where you say, all right, or you get to a point where you get some more business and it requires another driver. You go find an independent contractor driver. And you get out there and you rent a truck, you pay cash for everything until you can save up to buy a second truck. I mean, this is going to be a long-term play. And so it comes down to, are you willing to wait as long as it takes to do what it is necessary to build this thing, one truck at a time?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, then there you go. If that's what you want to do, then you may need to be in the day job that you're in or another better day job that pays you more. And you may need to do that for 3 or 4 years to save up the money. But the truck's still going to be there. The business idea is still going to be there. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
So here's the deal. The two fundamental realities that will guarantee your success in this, my friend, is number one, you got to do it financially the right way. You got to be patient and save up the money and be smart financially and do it the right way. The second thing is, you're going to have the patience. If you're willing to be patient, you can do this the right way. And as a result, you're going to win. But those are the two factors. Are you willing to be diligent and smart financially and wait, which is patience? Diligence and patience, those two things on this, we just walked through it on the air, and it's a simple plan. You can do it. But that's the way it's going to happen. Diligence and patience, period. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Can you do it?
Yes, I can.
You better freaking believe you can. Let me tell you something. You know what I know? Every human being on the planet has the potential to be diligent and patient. I don't care how sick you are, mentally, emotionally, physically. I don't care what's been done to you, said to you. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care where you live. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care. Let me tell you what every human being has the potential for, to be diligent and to be patient. And let me just tell you something. Whether it's a trucking business or a brick and mortar store, if you're willing to be diligent, to do the little things, to keep showing up and doing the disciplined things, the little things, and do it the right way, and then you've got the willingness to wait. Oh gosh, that's so hard. I know. But diligence and patience will get you there to purpose. Hey, my time's almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.